You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz, and today is June 23rd, 2021. Well, we're seeing market volatility. Markets go up, markets go down. The Fed, what are they doing? Is this a time to look for the exit, or is there another way you can protect your hard-won market gains that you've been getting over the past decade? Well, Rich Kasparian, Garden City Financial Group, a group that was spawned during the last financial crisis. Rich knows something about this for sure. Rich, it's great to have you on the show. And if you got a question about it, how are you protecting your assets? Send us an email to kl@carrielutz.com. So, Rich, your firm, you started it after the last financial crisis. You didn't know if these banks that you've been working for decades were going to survive or not. Obviously, you learned something from the experience. And with what we're going through now, how would you apply it?
Well, first of all, Carrie, it's great to be with you. That's definite. And actually, I'll go back even further on Wall Street. Back in 99, when those tech stocks were flying high and they were up 20% an hour. And then we saw that crash in 2000. Yeah, I mean, the premise of my business over the last 11 years and even my career prior to that has always been, you know, we could look at the market upside, And I think a lot of advisors, when they talk to their clients, that's what they talk about. I kind of work backwards. I always, plant the seed that what happens if, the market goes down? What happens if rates change, you know, and how do you protect those assets? So that's a big part of what I've done for even prior to starting Garden City Financial Group in 2009. But that's really the key, I think, going forward. And that sort of mitigates the ups and downs and the worries that customers seem to have, in the market.
Well, I know you can protect against the downside. There are strategies to do it, different investments, but it always seems to me that you wind up giving up the bulk of the gain. And had you gone through the crash, you might have been better off.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's for the investor who is fine with the strategy. In reality, if you stick it out, you're going to be fine. I mean, the market history for 100 years plus has showed us that. But on the day-to-day, on the statement-to-statement, going through some bad times, not everyone is, a more conservative or moderate investor can't look at that. They can't stomach that potential. So, and the new programs that are available out there, I will say this, over the last several years, you don't give up as much upside as you would think in many of the programs that are available out there now.
So how do you do that? How do you still get the upside? Because there's a cost involved, right? Because you're flattening your portfolio effectively. You're taking into account risk assessment, and when the market's going to go down at some point, you don't want to be left holding the bag. And like you said, traditionally, it's been you can protect against volatility, but you're going to give up a lot of potential gains. So how is it different now?
Well, I'll give you an example. There's one particular program out there now that's available that we utilize through Brighthouse, which was formerly MetLife. And they have a program that's tied to the S&P and the Russell 2000 indexes. So right off the bat, you're investing in about 2,500 stocks. And in that particular program, they offered some downside protection, meaning that if at the end of the term, if those indexes were down, there's a portion of it that would be covered from the institution. On the upside, though, what they will do is they will give you a huge chunk of the upside. And in some cases, you know, 60-70% cap rate. So what they'll do is they, you know, not to get into the weeds too much, but basically you have a cap rate of what an index is, and the cap rates are very high. So it's not like one of these things was, well, you know, the cap rate is 10% and you're giving it all up. Meanwhile, the S&P was up 30% in that time frame. Now, the cap rates are very, very high in many cases. At the end of the day, the way those programs are built, you're giving up very little upside. So they've really, a lot of these programs that are out there, because I've seen this over the past, say, even 15, 20 years, have gone through this metamorphosis. Whereas coming off the 2001 era, you know, a lot of these institutions created these programs, but the upside was virtually nil and it was all downside. Now it's really been inverted, and the upside now strategies are much greater than they were years and years ago.
All right. So, yeah, we came out with this thing called portfolio protection, and we saw that when the market really had a systemic meltdown, if you will, it was of limited utility. So here we have an institution that's effectively guaranteeing you're not going to lose too much on the downside. Is that what's really happening?
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Doré Copper Mining is a premier near-term high-grade copper and gold redevelopment opportunity with tremendous exploration potential only 14 kilometers from the town of Chibougamau in mine-friendly Quebec. Doré Copper is debt-free and owns a 2,700 ton per day mill with an 8 million ton tailings facility ready to be used. There is already power to site and it is accessible by paved highway and rail. Doré Copper aims to produce a profitable hub and spoke operation of over 100,000 gold equivalent ounces per year or over 60 million pounds of copper equivalent by 2024. Because of the existing infrastructure and location, a low capex is anticipated to recommence production. Doré Copper trades under DCMC in Toronto and under DRCMF on the OTC. To learn more, go to dorecopper.com. That's dorecopper.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Yeah, like there are selections. So when a customer meets with us and we sit down, obviously one of the first things we want to look at is what is their risk tolerance? You know, can they stomach? Do they shake when they open their envelope if the market is down, or open up their statement online, or are they okay with it? And the way these programs are structured now, you can actually choose your level of comfort and volatility. So, for example, if in a 3-year period, you say that you're going to give yourself 15% downside protection on, say, the Russell 2000, you would get one particular cap rate in terms of the upside. If you say, hey, 15%, that's not enough for me. I need even more. I want 25% protection. Then your cap rate will be adjusted somewhat lower. So when we sit down, we sort of have the opportunity of building this portfolio between those two indexes, not only for the upside cap, but also on the downside protection.
Interesting. And how has this played out in the past? How long has it been available? How's it played out?
These programs have been available for a number of years. I've probably been utilizing that particular one, which was from MetLife at one point, since maybe 2015. And the portfolios have done, you know, very, very well in those timeframes. Again, even with the ups and downs. And the key about all of this is that when you go through those downturns, like in 08 or even during the pandemic, when a customer looks at their statement or views it, just the fact that they have this sort of cushion. And that's, by the way, that's just one small program that's out there. There are other programs out there that protect an income or create an income for life, whether the market is up or down. It sets an income rate for a customer. So that sort of really lets people sleep better at night, and still gives them the upside, which is key. These programs, like I said earlier, that were developed initially, and I'm talking like the early 2000s or the mid 2000s, they were very lean on the upside of the market. That has really gone through a major change over the last several years.
Interesting. So how do they do it? How do they hedge against these declines, inevitable declines? They're going to happen periodically, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You're saying how the institutions hedge?
Yeah. How do they hedge?
I'll give you another example. There are bonds in the industry or notes in the industry known as structured notes, and they are offered from many institutions. JP Morgan, Citigroup, many companies offer them. And basically what that case is it's a bond that's linked to different indexes. Could be linked to the NASDAQ 100, could be linked to gold miners, you know, ETFs, different types of ETFs, commodity ETFs. And the way those particular notes work is they have a protection on the downside. So let's say you purchased a five-year note, and let's say you had 30% protection on the downside, which is a lot. And then they will offer you an upside and a trigger. So if this happens, then you would get, you know, a percentage or a growth rate, however the case may be. But to come back to your question, how do they protect their end of it? In many cases, these programs are built with options. So what they would be doing is, in order to protect your downside at, say, 30%, they're buying puts on the way down, protecting the asset. So if the asset was down 25% at maturity, they have the 25% to give the client back. So a lot of these are advanced strategies. You know, we always kid around in the industry. The people that build these programs are the ones the corporations stick in a basement and feed once a day.
The repo desk.
Yeah, exactly right.
Except these guys are like quants.
Yeah, they're right.
They're like the aerospace engineers that wound up in banking, right?
Literally. Yes, exactly.
Interesting.
But the way all of these programs are built, let's be forward. The client has really nice and big opportunities, but they are built so the institutions are not going to get, you know, lose money. That's obviously the way it's built.
Yeah, well, the house always wins, right?
Absolutely.
Whether it's Vegas or Wall Street, the house is, or DC for that matter, the house always wins. So for somebody to want to engage in one of these strategies, Rich, what's the minimum investment that you'd say this would be appropriate for?
It all depends. So, you know, we do a pretty big part of our business are, you know, people who are retiring and rollovers. But in terms of minimums on any of these strategies, some strategies have like a $25,000 minimum. Some strategies have as little as $1,000 to invest in when you're purchasing a bond. So it varies, you know, depending on the programs. But the programs are pretty minimal, you know, to be engaged or to be involved in it. If you're choosing a program, because I mentioned earlier, a lot of people who retired are concerned with income. How do I get income, or how do I guarantee income? On those sorts of programs, you usually want to put a more substantial amount of money in a program like that because you want to get real income. You know, if you put $75,000 in a program like that, it's not going to give you the fruits of income 5 years out. But on the other programs, you know, the minimums are there. And they're pretty minimal.
Huh. Fascinating. Well, hey, you learn something new every day, I guess. And for people who just are more risk tolerant, should they still engage in a program like this, or do they do something else?
We deal with a lot of business customers. We also deal with a lot of individuals, and it varies. So some people, even customers we deal with who are heavy, what I would say, traders, or sort of have their own stuff that they do online. In many cases, even in their areas, they look to hedge. They want to hedge that aggressive behavior that they have. We have a lot of customers over the years who are extremely, you know, big risk takers. And then as the years go on, they want to pull back. They're thinking more about the future. They're thinking about their legacy. They're thinking about protecting. So it's not necessarily to only people who want to be conservative, because again, the upside is still there. It's just giving them some downside cushion.
I see. All right. So, and you don't have to hedge your entire portfolio either here. You could do part of it as well, right?
That's correct. Yes.
All right. Interesting. So people I know are going to want to find out more about this. How do they connect with you, Rich, over the web? How do they find out more about what you're doing?
Yeah, you can go to our website, www.gardencityfinancialgroup.com. And you could sort of click on the contact us on the page. It'll link directly to us. I also have a YouTube channel, Garden City Financial Group. We post videos up there from time to time. And we also on our website, we post blogs from time to time as well.
All right. Excellent. And there's a link in the show notes to this interview at financialsurvivalnetwork.com. That'll take you right to Rich's site. And hey, while you're there, why don't you sign up for our free newsletter? And that is financialsurvivalnetwork.com. And if you got any questions for Rich, we'll forward them off to him. Just send one to my email address, kl@kerrylutz.com. And Rich, really appreciate you coming on, joining us, and good luck. And let's see what happens during the next market decline, which will inevitably occur probably sooner rather than later.
Thank you, Kerry. Appreciate to be on your program.
Thanks for listening to Kerry Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.